Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let's go to Highland, check it hit the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line, yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time, yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme, uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine, uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally, okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet, sweet. That nigga's pushing the weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
It's your girl, Ms. Kiko. You're tuned to the Starter Radio's BOE for the pages and the airwaves. And we're going to pop in as always. We appreciate you, girl. Let's get this show started. And starting on with some bad news. Y'all who don't know, those that do know, we lost a great one today. Yesterday. So, Twitch. The dance, so you think you can dance. And he was also a DJ on her show, has passed away by suicide. A self-inflicted wound at an L.A. hotel, in an L.A. hotel, and I want to send condolences out to his wife, Allison, and his three children. You know, going through TikTok, right? My nephew told me that he died and committed suicide. And I didn't want to believe it because, you know, when you go through the internet, you always see posts of saying that a celebrity died with it. And I didn't want to believe it. Well, I was finding a fake post. So I go into my Facebook, and now Facebook is where you can click and see trending in the news. And when I clicked on the thing, for the news through my Facebook. It was the article. Yep, the article was that Twitch passed away through a self-inflicted gunshot wound in an LA hotel. I didn't read the whole article. I just read a little bit of it. And going through TikTok, I've seen a lot of people posting RIP Twitch, showing videos that they have duetted with him, or if he may have duetted with them. The Twitch, dance trend that came out on TikTok, Twitch wife Allison would do them. He would do it by himself. And the biggest challenge, I mean, he did it by himself. One of the latest dance challenges he did by himself, and it was 2 years ago. He posted it, and then, you know, then we get the news of this. And you know they always say, strong friends. You know, just because you Twitch all the time doesn't mean all the time. Smile means all the time that you see. We don't know what our friends are going through. You know, you see a friend of yours smiling all the time. There are a lot of people who smile to keep from crying. Mental health is a big issue in this country that the government is no longer dealing with. There are places you go to, right? If you call the police because somebody had a mental breakdown, the police come and take them to the psychiatric ward to evaluate it. Now the police is coming to the house, and because they know taking people to psychiatric wards to evaluate, they are here because this is having a mental issue. They are here shooting people, but that's not where I'm going with this. But we do need to come out strong because you never know what they're going through. Sometimes people just want you to sit and listen. Then let them get whatever it is out. Just let them vent. I saw someone they just vent to. You know, like, if you're in a relationship and your man do you dirty, sometimes you don't want to tell your friends because he cheated. One of your friends, whoever you tell, might say, I told you he was a dog. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you wanted to hear. You just want to hear it. You understand what I'm saying? You just wanted to hear it. And, you know, I don't mind being that shoulder or that person you can call on just to vent to. You know, when a friend said, you know, I was going through something, I don't need to know the details of what you was going through. All I need to know is that you're bad. Because when you think about it, there are some people just who are just nosy and want to know your business to tell your business. Yep, there are people out there who are nosy, who want to know your business just so they can tell your business. Yep. Because you have to think about it. Because if there's something that happened to you and you only told one person, and you get around the people, and a person, you may know this person, you may know the person, but you're not close to the person like you are to other people, and they come to you and tell you your business. If you only told one person, then that means every time you tell that person your business, and it was somebody else. And they say, oh, your friends are no good. That's why I say to never tell, you know, tell your friend how good your man is in bed, because you know how good he is, they going to want to try and think about how your back with your man. Yeah. Behind your back, people chime in, and while they're in your back, telling you to dump him. Because, put it this way, if you dump him and he's only your man, then he's a free fall, then they can go get what they want and taste. If he's no longer, even though they're your friend, he's no longer your man, they can get a taste. If this so-called friend, your ex, is not he's your ex, or she, if they wasn't your friend to begin with. Yep. Wasn't your friend to begin with. So like I said, you know, check on your strong friends. If you're depressed, talk to somebody. You don't have to call it. You don't have to. Then you don't have to bottle it. Talk to somebody. There are therapists that you, there are sites with therapists that you can talk to the therapist. Yep. So, in celebrity news, they just had another baby girl. With a woman named Dana Tran. She's from California. Issues of securities and stuff like that. And when Diddy broke that news, people were calling, because you know, messing around with Miami, people were calling her Diddy Herpes. And a lot of y'all out there get the idea of what a Herpes is. Only way Miami will be a piece is if he was in a serious relationship with somebody and he was sitting on the side. That's how she will be a piece. As man, Diddy's not to anyone. He's not to Young Miami. And he don't have relationship ties to Young Miami, to the other woman who had his baby. Yes, they might have went out, had some fun, did things, and that was that. You know what I'm saying? That. You understand what I'm saying? And Young Miami, I am body side piece, and he put it out. He co-signed with her, said, "Yes, Young Miami is not my side piece." Because him putting out the news that he's had a baby, everybody thinking Young Miami, y'all didn't even know he was messing with this Dana. Y'all didn't even know he was messing with this lady. And then he was out and about in Florida, chick, pictures of that. And I'm sure people probably calling her side. She ain't. Diddy's not attached to anyone. Just because he's went out and on a few dates in Young Miami, neither one of them said they was in an exclusive relationship. Calling Young Miami side piece. The new news that just came out with him and that the influencer girl, she is not a side piece. Calling these side pieces when you don't know the definition of a side piece. A side piece is another woman that you're seeing while you and him are in a relationship. Dating is not equal relationship. I can say I'm different, but I'm just, let's see. I'm just using this, the name as an example. I say I'm dating Will Smith, or Will Smith is married, but I'm just using his name just as an example. I'm dating Will Smith. That doesn't mean he is in a relationship. Now, being that he's a married man, if I come out and say I'm dating Will Smith, then you can call me a side piece. You understand what I mean? The men, for all of the men have a side, for all of the men have a side piece, he has to be in a relationship with him. He's not in a relationship with Young Miami or the influencer or the lady who just had a baby. They're not in a relationship. You can't date someone. You can have just the one on a sexual level. And maybe that's what it is. That's what it was. Not with him and Young Miami, but I'm just saying that woman with a sexual relationship. Because trust me, if he was in a relationship with her, we would not be about Diddy Young Mike. You understand what I'm saying? Like, please stop calling out with a side piece. She's not his side piece. A woman's date is as many men as she wants. She can date as many women as he wants. Called dating. It's not called relationship. Some of you may see it that way, but that's not what it is. Diddy or Young Miami, it was an exclusive relationship. So please stop calling Miami a side piece. I know about Derek Jackson, that him saying he's getting a divorce from his wife, and he got busted by Tasha K with another woman in Miami. She photos my stuff and got busted. No, I really don't care. Telling his business life that is what makes, you know, they make your money as a blogger and all that stuff. Then you can go ahead and call you one about that. If you want to look him up, Jackson, J-A-X. I think it's J-A-S-O-N. He spells Jackson. And he's supposed to be a relationship guru. Tell a woman about stay away from these type of men. And this is, you know, telling the kids. As I remember, he was telling the secret to the women. You know, people are talking about his situation. You could say he was opposite of Kevin Spacey. Yep, he was a total opposite. Kevin Hughes, he's another relationship guru. I think last year or the year before that. I like, you know, what Jackson was saying until the cheating scandal came out. Now, I was like, should we even believe in what he's saying? I'm saying, oh, these type of dudes are manipulated and all that stuff. I mean, you stay away from him. He created card games that people were buying, and it's just you read the question, and then you have to answer the question truthfully. And people were buying it. He had a seminar, a woman would want a seminar, spending their money, buying books to get, you know. And then all of a sudden, he was doing a cheating scandal. Happened. Yep, he was doing good. The scandal happened. I did want the card. Now, or what's going on right now? I wouldn't even want the card game. Yep. Who else that people are talking about? Who else is trending in the news? Wrestling these to Ronnie. Tina Turner passed away at the age of 62. I forgot to mention him as well. I was saying RIP to Twitch, but I forgot to mention him as well. Let me check to see what else is trending in the news. So they give you tips here how to send messages, hashtag, iPhone or Android. I don't care about that. Obstacles on this occasion in this New Jersey county. So, wow, that route, I will share this. 22 on the Monmouth County location. I know, I think it's not Route 22, Route 17. I think it says, seafood restaurant chain Red Lobster closed one of its New Jersey restaurants. Red Lobster, first located at 2200 Route 5, has shuttered its last Monmouth location. Thank you for calling. Well, this is location closed. We would like to thank our guests for the years. I look forward to you at a different location. His voicemail said, the eatery serves seafood lovers for more than 45 years of being a part of the Oakhurst community. They have made the difficult decision to close our restaurant at 2200 Highway 35, company said. Red Lobster did not announce a specific reason for the closure. As part of our normal course of business, we continuously monitor restaurant performance and make time to time to close or relocate restaurants like this. And that's true because as a franchise restaurant, as a franchisee, you pay your dues for the franchise. And the one you can see is a worm keeping the location open because they can, you know, you get the reports, the quarterly reports, to see how the restaurant is doing. And people are not coming in like they used to. Remember, over half out of work and working from home. So there's another probably one of these is why that restaurant is closing, because even though we're not in a pandemic no more, but the pandemic has hurt a lot of restaurants, because you got to go in the restaurant, you got to wear a mask, and you know majority of people don't wear a mask. They lift the mask and, you know, they wear a mask. You know? So I get it. I shut the doors. And the person who owned it, the agent, the franchisee who owned it, now, and they want to retire. You know, some get hit a certain age, want to retire from working, and they move. But you know what's crazy to me? Like, 65 is the start of a retirement age, right? You work from when you're legally able to work till you're 65 when you retire. But way that you set up, right? The way the economy is set up is that you still have to work, even though you have retirement. I saw a video today of a woman who works at Walmart as a greeter. And she's 82 years old. She's the only one working there, so she can pay her medical bills and stuff. She's the only working to make money just to pay her medical bills and stuff. That's it. And the thing I hate is that people work all their lives, and the pension don't reflect that. Because remember, it doesn't matter if you have a job, full-time job, as a kid, for summer, like, you know, they pay off for taxes and stuff. And, you know, as you get older, you're 65, you get all that back. And you get all the money you put in your Social Security, you get that back once you hit the age the way you now get Social Security. And that sucks that at 82. And the lady in the Walmart was like, can you give you a chair, like a chair you can sit on? You know, she's 82, you know. Not that, you know, a chair so she could, you know, take a rest. Nope, she had a cart that she was leaning on, had a cane inside the cart. I'm surprised that she was even hired for the job, because age discrimination and not hiring people for jobs. Mm-hmm. This woman shouldn't have to work at 82, nor at 65 when she retired the job she was working for years. And her pension should last to the point that ain't gotta worry about nothing. Ho, the lady that was so her started to go for me to help raise money for it. So she don't have to use her Walmart checks for her medical bills and stuff. What else is trending in news? Here's some sports news. Yeah. Carlos Villa makes his free agency decision. So there's some athletes who love being a free agent because they play whatever team they want. They can play with the team they already on or pick to buy another team. Excuse me, yeah. But the thing I don't like about that is if you're not really not that good of a player and now free agent, not a lot of teams is going to want you. They're actually saying, oh, we could use a player like, we could use a, let's just, well, this is baseball. Let's say if it was basketball, we said, oh, we could use a power forward. Then you're a free, you're a power forward, but you're a free agent. But if you ain't got a good record, they're not picking you. Another team like you, you're gonna pick somebody better than you. But if they really need a power forward, like Ace, they probably will pay you, but they ain't gonna pay you much. It says here, Carl Correa agrees to a 13-year, $350 million deal with Giants. Per report, Carlos Correa found a new home with the Giants, agreeing to a monster 13-year, $350 million deal. Correa opted his contract with the Twins in October, with the shortstop. Oh, he's a shortstop, earning $5.1 million in 1 year with Minnesota. He was one of the biggest names in MLB's 2022 free agency pool, following the season that splashed 291.266. I don't know what these numbers. I'm a baseball fan, but I don't know what these numbers mean. Well, I would know. Not football. Before the season, after the Astros did not offer him a long-term deal. So he was on the Astros. Astros didn't want to give him a deal. So he went to the Twins. And now his contract is up with the Twins. Either the Twins didn't want to pick him back up, and then the Twins didn't want to send his contract. Why he's now on Giants with a $350 million contract. Well, Carlos, like I say, you go, Carlos. Shoot, if somebody wants me $50 million, shoot. There's a lot of things I would do. Well, go ahead, Korea. All up your contract money. And there was, here's some history. Let me give y'all some history. Okay. So in the 1800s, African American players were battling to make it into the movies because there was a ban on their participation. The segregation was confined to African Americans who wished to play baseball to the Negro Leagues. On the major leagues for black players lasted for 50 years. anyone that cannot reasons for sponsors and regulators of the sport to interrogate players. Oh, no, I said interrogate, I mean integrate black players. The process was slow. According to history, by the 1940s, baseball can begin witnessing some degree of integration. Okay. But let me go back. Probably more to that. Because okay, so one of the guys was Fowler, and the other one was Moses Fleetwood Walker. First African American baseball players. Wow. But you know some people who can pass a weight with black. I wonder if they pass a weight. That's how they was able to get in. I mean, I'm not taking away, I wanna take away the accomplishment, you know. But, you know, all before Jackie Robinson. Yep, but they're not going to, see, this is what I love when I find something, you know, with that. With our history. Glad they help break the segregation. A lot of people paying tribute to Twitch. I cannot watch any more videos. Tears in my eyes. Because Twitch was a great... See, I know Twitch from So You Think You Can Dance. Someone from there even became Ellen's DJ. And because he was on there, Ellen liked him. He was one of my favorite dancers from So You Think You Can Dance. That's why I made him today. And you know he didn't play any music, so you can't say DJ. Because on the show, he just stood behind the DJ booth and play any music. But that's what I called him. Being post, you know, say, or they repost a blog post or a magazine post or like TMZ post. When I saw the article, a post somebody shared, and it was TMZ, and they called, instead of saying DJ for Ellen Dancer, they just said DJ. DJ. Yes, I was on Ellen. He's the DJ. Which is more than that. And I think that's one of the reasons he probably killed himself, because he wasn't just a DJ. And that's y'all do. He's more than just a DJ, but that being a DJ is not a bad thing. And that's what you would do. I'm sure he meets people and say they know him from being on the Ellen Okay, I get that. But then you might have to see with from to dance. Then let's see what else is in this news. So Domino's thing going on that if you pick up your own pizza, they would tell you what the driver would normally get. Tip you what the driver will not get to deliver the pizza to you. That's nice, you know, for those, but no, I don't want to do it. Let's see what I'm talking about. Now, this is something I can share. I don't mind sharing. Dance with the Coach Pros and studying rally around Allison after the human Twitch broadcast. Doesn't seem real. So, okay, let's see. That's when they're twitching out and together. It says, family, Allison Hogan is seeking support from owners of the professional dance world after the death of her husband, Stephen Twitch Boss. U.S. Week can find no one way to make a movie about the Allison DeGeneres show DJ at 40 in the Los Angeles one day prior. Death was for a suicide. 34, the Heart Boss, and his statement was as an inspiration to his fans and a loving partner. It is with the Heart Boss that I, okay. Next year, my husband, Stephen, Stephen lit up every room acceptance. He valued family, friends, and community. Above all else, and leading love and light was everything to him. He was the backbone of our family, so to be an understanding and his positive impact to be felt. The former with the star continued. I'm certain there won't be a day by that we won't honor his memory. We ask for privacy during this difficult time for my, especially for our three children. Stephen, we love you. We miss you, and I'll save the life for you. Hoka and Boss tied the knot in December 2013 after connecting during season 7 of So You Think You Can Dance. 3 years prior, following a wedding, the star really asked after his daughter from a previous relationship, Wesley, now 14, the couple wanted to welcome son Maddox and daughter Zaya in 2016 and 2019, respectively. As news broke of Boss's death, the stars froze the past contestants and reached out to her with their condolences. This is not possible. I'm absolutely lost for the comprehension. Heartbroken about Smirkowski tweeted on Wednesday. Shauna Burke, who faced against Hoka on season 19, 20, 21, 23, felt a supportive comment. Left a supportive comment on the Minnesota native's most recent Instagram video. Hoka's most recent Instagram video. Hope uploaded photos of herself and her husband at a Sunday dance at home on Sunday. Excuse me, on Sunday, December 11th, it is true. It truly seems real. We are sending you and your baby love and peace. That's how we can best support you. I'm so sorry, Johnson. Brother Study Show in the comment section. But Hulkam Boys return to So You Think You Dance as stars are competing as individuals on season 2 or 4. Respectively of the 5 series, the Stomp the Yard Homecoming after initial audition for season 3 in 2007 was before the top 20. He ended the season 4 run in 2nd place. Homecoming, meanwhile, was a contestant in 2006 and before rising, so you think it's in Hopeful 7 through 11 and 14 in July 2020, she exclusively told us how dance became based on her relationship with Boss. We always end up smiling with each other during a whole rush. No matter what's happening, we know we... Okay. So, you know, we can check in with each other and kind of everything going right. It's much better. Yawning, y'all. Like, I'm condoling to Allison. Like I said earlier, check on your strong friends. Let's see. I hope you got a lawyer. And what I noticed, here's something that and I'm sure a lot of you didn't know, but if you have a TikTok, you put it in TikTok, you put Icy's name, you put hashtag you search Icy's name, Jay-Z's name, do that, come up with Icy sharing a story about he had this song first, 99 Problems, Bitch Ain't One. He had that first for GP, and then the clip of him performing it. And he said, and this is coming out of Ice's mouth, he said Chris Rock said Jay-Z should remake the song. Yep, I told Ice Jay-Z should remake the song. Somehow, Kristen, I don't know how, I forgot, but Rick Rubin, he was still with Def Jam, got Jay in the studio, so Rick Rubin and Jay-Z got in the studio to do the song. But in this video, Jay-Z, they have for Jay-Z saying that he got pulled by the police. And that's how the song came about. Not the Ice-T song. Because even though, you can't sue me, right? You can't sue me for having the titles for you. You call copyright infringement because we have the same title song. Look at Confunction has a song called Train, so does Old Days. But but you don't see them suing each other over the name. But when you see the court, let me pull it up and give y'all the same right. But when you listen to how I was rhyming it, that's exactly how Jay-Z did the song. Let me see if I can pull that up. Because, sorry about that, y'all. But, that's not what yeah, so, there's artists that Jay-Z stole from. Let me see if I pull up. This video comes up. Let me see.
I'm not talking about gay men.
No, that's the one.
I made the song and called Marquise up, and he did a on it. I got 99 problems. It ain't one. So if you have a girl problem, that'd be your son. Got 99 problems and a bitch. The police have pulled you over, right?
Yeah, that's the inspiration and.
Nine problems, but they right. That's why I heard this song. Jay-Z should remake. She heard the song. He made the song. If you have girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. 99 problems, but one. Why Jay-Z never said this is Ice-T's song?
Hustler means a guy who gets to do what they want to do.
Well, that's part of it. Your music. I want to let people know. I did that.
So stuff that I had spontaneously actually like gift.
I made the song and I called Marquise up.
So heard that y'all. I see that he made the song. Chris heard it. Said Jay Z remake it. Go to Rick Rubin. They got studio. Jay-Z moved in and cut the song. But I see that, I don't know why Jay-Z never said that it was his song and he's making it. But Jay-Z can't really steal the song. Technically, Jay-Z didn't steal the song. But his reasoning for why, of how he came with the song, that right there is a little bit. Because I'm sure at some point you heard Ice-T's version. But Jay-Z said his reasoning for the 90s. Problems in the bitch ain't one is being pulled by the cop. That's what he said in that interview. That's what the song came about. And then he said this way, you know, stuff is coming to his mind, and that's how he come up with his songs. Say this. So you remember me talking about the song. And this is a perfect example of what I just played, right? Maceo and Dalvin made the song. Betty Wap heard liked it. It's over. And everybody's liking the down because of fat. Even though there are people who like to support, you know, Freddie Watt made the decision, but still. So, for the idea to the masses, and for them to accept it, they listen to Freddie Watt first. Sorry for but just as an artist, you know, to think that, you know, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into this song is not really a hit for you, but people like it, and here come another artist making your song, and everybody's like, version than yours. If an artist wants to remake a song of mine, you know, contact me, and I will say yes. No. But yeah. Whew. I still like they expose you, and they trying to expose you as a thief. I don't think you're a thief. You just didn't see the original Ice Tea. That's all. Yeah. Let me get out of tip that. Play the video. Play. Well, let's talk about what trending is. So iPhones, the newest version of iPhones and security features, that's good. No one can hack into your phone. Yep. What else? My show is coming back in January. One of my favorite shows is RuPaul's Drag Race. They're coming back on January 6th of New Year. And this will be season 15, y'all. Season 15. Sorry, and I'm too. But I saw his dance, you know, that I'm back on Twitch, but for a bit. I didn't know she was a dancer. So I'm watching that show. And now I've watched with her. But, you know, I didn't know his wife, Alice, was a pro. To me, not that she can't, not a ballroom type of dancer. I've seen her do really ballroom type of dance. But Allison can dance her ass off. So, for Gunna fans out there, Gunna's really He pleaded guilty to racketeering. So all he got is a great trial, and they don't know how many years. Yes. This is why when you become successful, you have to leave your environment for a bad environment. Yeah. See here what yes. Yeah. Also, in the new voice promo, Chance the Rapper and Niall and is the judges because I'm not going to be there and Blake is going to be there. So they need the judges. Chance the Rapper, I don't know about him being a judge for who's singing. He's not a singer. Not a singer. Yeah. You know what? I'm in the show a little bit early because I'm drawing blanks over here. Yeah, I'm drawing blanks. You see it. You gotta be kidding. This is my last article for the night. KFC customer shoots and at the restaurant out of court. It says the KFC is saying had a violent reaction this week. Employee informed them that the restaurant had one of the most popular side dishes on the same while placing an order in the drive-thru. Remember that the fast food joint was out of corn. And the customer who was probably me at 40 to 50 years old, took to threaten employees through the drive-through speaker and the police went to the handgun. The employee went outside, returned to the restaurant a few minutes later, and the customer had shot him. An incident in the St. Louis Metropolitan Department. The shooting took place at 6 p.m. at the KFC on Delmar Boulevard in the city's central west neighborhood. The KFC employee was driven to a local hospital after being shot in the abdomen, medical condition, and his body was stable until morning. At the time, police were unable to interview the driver due to injuries, but trying to identify the suspect who drove away the shooting. KFC in the St. Louis Metropolitan today.com request for but for real, you shoot someone because it's for corn. You gotta be shitting me. That someone can do. You, not only did you put a person's life in jeopardy, you put your own life in jeopardy. Because once you get caught, you're going to jail. If that plea of that Delmar C does survive and succumb to their injuries, you're going to jail. You just took yourself from your family by doing that dumb shit. You took yourself away from your family by doing dumb shit. You shot over corn because there's no more corn. When restaurants run certain sites, they always give another option. Yeah, so, yeah. People are shooting up places. Yeah. I'm just trying to process this. And because you're not, you don't live in that state, it makes you glad you're in that state. This man has some mental issues. Nowhere in the world I'ma want to shoot somebody just because they didn't have a food item at a restaurant. That don't make no sense. Well, yeah, I got... Reading that little article right there, and that's the last on the night. I hope this falls through. You're still going to jail, but you're going to jail twice. That's the person falls through. And it says that for you as a male or female. Crazy. Yeah. I'm just in the show. No show. No show for me tonight. No spiel for me tonight. It's going to end the show, but let me grab this link. Good night. Good night. Sorry. My mind is...